Primary schools across East Suffolk have been recording their fine voices over the past few weekends as part of the One Christmas Project. It's hoped the CD, DVD and live concerts will raise over £30,000 for the charity Tear Fund. It's been recorded in a series of separate sessions as nearly 2,000 young people are taking part. Our reporter John Wright was at St Joseph's in Ipswich for the final recording day.
It's fun but also hard work at the same time.
They're loving it. The smiles are absolutely tremendous.
We will have now recorded around about 1,800 children.
The scene at St Joseph's Chapel is one of a well-oiled machine. Students from all the primary schools which feed into Northgate are sat in the circular auditorium. In the middle, conducting the session, is the One Christmas leader, Andy Rayner.
There's a little bit of a trade-off there between absolute accuracy and keeping everyone having a good fun time. And in addition to that, as well as doing the audio recording, we're trying to simultaneously film them. And that obviously means we need them to look good and look like they're having fun, as well as singing well. And some of the songs have got actions and we want them to do them, but we don't want them to distract from the singing. So it's all a bit of a balance, but I think we've struck the balance. That's quite well, so it's going well.
Around the side of the chapel, a large green screen has been put up.
My name's Andrew Thomas. I'm part of the One Christmas Project. We are also making a DVD with around about 9 or 10 songs on it. That DVD will also be for sale, and again, all the proceeds go to charity. You can't see around the corner, but we have our own real One Christmas train. And there will be some green screen filming of the children on this One Christmas train, and that then gives us the freedom to put any backdrop we like to it. So for all I know, we have the One Christmas train running past Father Christmas, or perhaps on the North Pole, or maybe in Africa somewhere, and we can have a whole mix of children singing on the train, dancing on top of it, wherever we like.
And complete with leaf blowers to give you that train effect as they come.
You have to make it look like they're sitting on top of a train and the wind is blowing by. Absolutely. So it's got to look realistic as we can.
Back inside, and I'm sadly not allowed to stand quietly at the back.
This is John from Radio Suffolk.
Hello.
That was pretty bad. Let's have a hello, John, after three. 1, 2, 3.
Tough crowd. But as the kids and staff stop for a well-earned break, it seems the hard work is all enjoyable.
I'm Brenda Clark and I'm a teacher at Wittenesham School. We actually started in June learning a few of them, the ones that hadn't got the words Christmas in, if possible. And I think they thought we were slightly mad, but now they realise. And they had learnt all 15 by this weekend. So I'm really proud of them all and all the other children that have come from the other schools. It sounds beautiful this afternoon.
How is it for the teachers organising this? Because that's really where the hard work falls.
Yes, but the children have responded, and the organisation of the whole thing is absolutely superb. So I think it's been pleasant for us as well. I hope that's what others have found.
Elsa, Jess and Beth are from St John's.
We've sung about 4 to 5 songs. They were mostly all new except from a few that we'd learnt already at school.
What's more nerve-wracking, the live concerts or doing the recording?
I think it's the concert, because you're in front of a lot of different people and
a bigger stage. When you're recording, you're not actually in front of people.
Yeah, and you can redo it and stuff.
We did about 6 months of studio recording prior to the recording, starting recording the kids 3 weeks ago. And then tomorrow evening, we actually start compiling all the children's takes on the vocals, and then we actually do the full music mix. So over the next fortnight, it's a mad studio session to actually get all 20 songs mixed and ready to go off for the CD mastering.
That was much better, guys. Awesome. Please sit down. That sounds really good.
That was the One Christmas Project leader, Andy Rayner, ending that report from John Wright. And the launch date for the CD is the 29th of November. Plus, there are 7 live concerts at the Spa Pavilion in December.